USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Search and rescue teams are still trying to reach some Bahamian communities isolated by floodwaters and debris after Hurricane Dorian, which the official death toll has now risen to 43. Several hundred people, many of them Haitian immigrants, waited at ABCO's Marsh Harbor in hopes of leaving the disaster zone on vessels arriving with aid. Bahamian security forces were organizing evacuations on landing craft. Other boats, including yachts and private craft, were also helping to evacuate people. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the Fed is not expecting a U.S. or global recession, but it is monitoring a number of uncertainties and will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. Powell gave an upbeat view of the U.S. economy during an appearance with the Swiss National Bank Chairman Thomas Jordan in Switzerland. Powell said trade policy is causing some uncertainty, but the U.S. consumer is in good shape. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Another star has made a court appearance in the college admissions scandal. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
With sentencing set for September 13th, federal prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman to a month in jail for her role in the college admissions bribery scandal. Prosecutors said she acted out of a sense of entitlement or at least moral cluelessness. Huffman's lawyers argued she should get a year of probation, 250 hours of community service, and a $20,000 fine instead. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Russia and Ukraine conducted a major prisoner exchange that freed 35 people detained in each country and flew them to the other, a deal that could help advance Russian and Ukraine relations and end 5 years of fighting in the East Ukraine. The trade involved some of the highest profile prisoners caught up in a bitter standoff between Ukraine and Russia. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
As the U.S. prepares to celebrate Grandparents' Day tomorrow, research is showing that more and more of them have become the primary caregivers of their grandchildren. John Clemens reports.
Nationwide, 2.7 million grandparents are raising their grandchildren. Due to a variety of issues like financial hardship, addictions, incarceration, domestic violence, or divorce, an estimated 5.8 million children are now living with their grandparents. Many of these grandparents have their own limitations, including living below the poverty line or a health issue. A number of states have recognized this social change, offering monthly subsidies to kinship families to help grandparents with the financial burden. One source from your state may be temporary assistance for needy families, or you can check out benefitscheckup.org and type in your zip code. I'm John Clemens.
A once-detained Iranian oil tanker pursued by the United States appears to be off the coast of Syria, where Tehran reportedly promised the vessel would not go when authorities in Gibraltar agreed to release it several weeks ago, according to satellite images obtained by the Associated Press. The appearance of the Adrian Daria in waters near Tartus comes as Iran was prepared to announce what further steps it had taken to move away from its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers more than a year after Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the accord. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.